Okay.
This is the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Your net controller tonight is KN4RJN. My name is John, and my location is Inman, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. It's at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. You may also check in via Echolink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? Please 4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN Net Control of Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please speak slowly. Give your call sign using standard phonetics. Name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag tube. Before we begin the RF and alphabetical check-ins, I'd like to welcome our pre-check-ins. I'd like to welcome W4FCM, that's Fred, and his wife Isla in 4IEI, both in Traveler's Rest. And our good buddy Andy, KZ4LZI, up there in Table Rock in Pickens County. And Landon, KG4WNP, over in Greenville. And KN4UBG, that's Kevin, over in Fountain Inn. And KC4W, Bill, over in Anderson. KM4RGX, that's Carol, over in Greenville. And KO4EQQ, that's Joshua, over there in Wilson. Well, thank you all for using the early check-in capability and checking in with us. We've got some Echolink stations up, so we'll ask Echolink stations only to please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control, this is Whiskey November 4, Victor. WN4V, John here in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County, hometown Hickory, North Carolina. I'm negative and negative, and good evening, John, WN4V.
Net Control, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KN4RJN, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, up by Buffalo, New York, negative and negative. Just listen.
Hey, good evening, John. This is Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu Alpha. Name is Steve. We're over here at the base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. We're negative and negative, just passing through tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
I'd like to welcome WN4V, that's John down there in Brayton, Florida. Thanks for stopping by, John. And KO4ACA, that's Bill over there in Greenville. Thanks for stopping by. And KW4TS, that's James. And he's over out in Buffalo, New York. James, you take care out there. And K4ZZX, that's Steve there in beautiful Greenville County. I want to thank you all for stopping by. That's all the Echolink stations we got at the moment, so we'll begin the RF check-in. Tonight being Friday night, we'll start with the Uniform Through Zulu group. Uniform Through Zulu. The prefix if your call sign is in that range, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith in Columbus. Good evening, everybody. Just check me in and out tonight.
You have 4VI, yes?
KN4RJN and Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Dan and Taylor's, I got that much, but I could not bring your call sign out. Can you try that again, sir?
Roger. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Victor, India Sierra. KF4VIS.
RJN, that's control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Like welcome Keith, KE4ZHF. Over up here in Columbus, North Carolina. Thanks for stopping by, Keith. And thank you, Dan, for your patience. KF4VIS over in Taylor's. Quite a bit of white noise in there, Dan, but I managed to pull you out, and you are in the log. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-Minute Net. Let's slide on down to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. John, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in default, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Jan?
Evening, John. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. Be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing right out there. 73s.
4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet, last calling station. Joel, I think that was you, but I couldn't catch you. Can you come back to me? This is KN4RJN. Joel, I can hear you say your name, but I cannot catch your call sign. Can you try it one more time, sir? That control Blue Ridge 2-Minute. I got it that time, sir. Joel, thank you. I'd like to welcome KK4DMW. That's Rick, and he brings along the family, Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. Rick, you tell Lorena we said hi, and Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all over in Piedmont. And KO4AOW. That's David right here in Inman. And Joel, N4DIZ. Joel, you're way down in the noise, but I managed to pull you out, and I got you in the log. So thanks for stopping by, and I thank you for your patience. Any other stations? Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-Minute. Let's slide on down to the Echo through Hotel group. Echo through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. Just check me in and out, please. Thank you.
Control, Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene, in Taylor's. If you would, I'd like, if you make some comment about my relative signal strength. I'm using a totally different antenna tonight. It's one that I use for emergency communication setup. Anyway, other than that, negative and negative, over.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-Minute. I'd like to welcome Dan, WB4FEE. Dan, thanks for stopping by. And W4FH Gene. Gene, if it were any louder, I think you were here in the room with me. You are coming in Lima, Charlie, and all over the place. So that antenna is working real good. Any other stations? Echo through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Quebec, Papa, KO4EQP, Josh and Edmund, just listening.
Please check.
check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform. KK4 FTU Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Laptown.
4RJN.
In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, and we'll make up something to talk about tonight, John.
4JN. Now, Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor, KO4 EYV, David in Whitmire.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge Tube Internet. Like to welcome KO4 EQP. That's Joshua right here in Edmond. And KK4 FTU, that's Richard, right over there in unofficial mayor of Slabtown. And my good buddy Harry, KC4 EZN. Harry's always good for a bear story or a snake story or something, so we look forward to hearing that. And Dave, KO4 EYV. And Dave, I did not get your location. Can you come back to me, sir?
Whitmire, South Carolina.
KN4RJN, Tech Control Blue Ridge 2 Minute. Thank you, David, over there in Whitmire. Thanks for clearing that up. And a good evening to all of you. Now, any other stations, Echo 2 Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Minute. Let's slide on down the alphabet now to the India Through Lima group. India Through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Please check in and out Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. That's KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney, 73. Good evening to you and all on net.
RJN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative, negative. 73 for each one of you.
4RJN. Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont, no traffic, no comment. Thanks for calling the net this evening.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome Dennis, KG4JIA, over in Gaffney, and KK4JFO, that's James up there in Tuxedo. And K4LWE, Larry, over in Piedmont. Thanks, y'all, for stopping by. Larry, thanks for the compliment, and thank you for coming by. Any other stations, India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Like, slide on down the alphabet now to Mike through Papa Group. Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Please check in WB4MOU, Ron and Pickens, and we'll be in and out.
RJN. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walton, Edmund. I'll be negative, negative.
4RJN. And out, K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Delta Zulu Sierra KO4DZS Scott in Pendleton.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome WB4MOU, that's Ron over at Pickens. And K4OIM, that's Walt right here in beautiful downtown Edmond. And K4OSH, Pat over in Malden. And KO4O, nope, that's a D. KO4DZS, Scott. And Scott, did you say you were in Pendleton?
KO4DZS, that's affirmative. I'm in Pendleton, South Carolina.
Thank you, Scott. My database has you in Anderson, so I will correct that. And thanks for clearing that up. Thank you all for stopping by. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is CAN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Let's slide on down to the patient group now. Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call CAN4RJN or Net Control.
Whiskey 4 Tango Delta Tango. Timothy, I'm mobile in Spartanburg. I'll be in and out.
Cool. Please check in Kilo November 4 Sierra Mike Oscar. CAN4 SMO Scott in Greenville. Check me in and out, please. Thank you.
This is CAN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet.
Excuse me.
Mike, welcome, Scott. KN4SMO and the station that called in just before that. Did not get your call sign. Can you come back to me, sir?
4 Tango Delta Tango, mobile in Spartanburg.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Mike, welcome, Tim. W4TDT. I got my T's and my D's backwards. That's why I couldn't find you. Thank you for your patience, sir. Thank you all for stopping by. Any other stations, go back through Tango before we open it up to the big group. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Like it, open it up to the big group now. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If there's a letter in your call sign, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Delta Mike as Jim and Taylor's, and I'll be standing by.
JN, please check in November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie N4DJC, Jerry Nansen, and I'll be negative negative.
Kilo November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar. AN4LQO, Ryan, Azcoa. I'll be negative, negative tonight. 73 to everybody in the net.
AN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Jim over in Taylor's, KO4BDM. And we'll get back to you here in a little while, Jim. And N4DJC, that's Jerry. I believe he was over in Anderson. And last calling station. I did not get your call sign correctly, sir. Can you give it to me again, please?
Hello, November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar. KN4LQO, handles Ryan, Romeo, Yankee, Alpha, November.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Ryan, KN4LQO. I'm just a little bit dyslexic, Ryan. I got my Q's and my O's backwards there, but thank you for your patience, and thank you for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, if there's a letter in your call sign, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN. Son, I always enjoy your net. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. I do hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
4RJN, or Net Control. Son, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic. Good evening to you and all on the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. Larry, it's just not a net without you, Larry. And KC4MFK, that's Larry's bride, Donna. Larry, you tell Donna we said hi, and thanks for stopping by. And KI4DOS, Gary, as soon as you said that, I had your call sign in. I knew it was you. thanks for stopping by. Give our best to Joy. K3JOY, thanks for stopping by. Any other stations? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4, I'll get my call sign straight here in a minute, folks. KN4RJN, or, as Gary says, Net Control. But you don't really have to call both.
You say to call it KI4DOS.
Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November, K4VKN. The name is Alan, and I'm in Piedmont.
and I'll be negative to negative tonight. Good evening, everybody on the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Alan, K4VKN, over in Piedmont. Alan, thanks for stopping by. Any other stations before we close down the formal portion? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Oops, I've got another Echo Link station up. Stand by. Echo Link stations only. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control, this is KN4HTP. Wendy, that's Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. I'm mobile in Greenville right now, and I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo. And his information is the same because we are together. Thank you for calling the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Like, welcome, KN4HTP. Wendy, always good to hear you. And you be careful out there on the mobile. And say hello to Mark at W2MJB for us. I take it since you're out mobiling around, you're not baking any cookies or brownies or anything right now. So I guess asking you to hold them up to the radio so we can smell them won't do any good. But thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Now securing form portion of that, and our thanks for everybody for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, but I encourage you to hang around for the Friday night tidbit, and then we'll move on to the Rag 2 portion with periodic stops for check-ins. So, the Friday night tidbit will come to you here in just a moment as soon as I put on my glasses and relight my cigar. Stand by. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Why Peruvians are among the world's shortest people, and I know you've all been wondering that. Nearly 4,000 common variations in DNA are known to affect height, with each one nudging stature up or down a millimeter or so. But a gene variant found in almost 5% of Peruvians reduces height by 2.2 centimeters on average. That's the biggest effect on stature recorded to date for a common version of the gene. Excuse me. People who carry two copies of the variant, one from each parent, are on average 4.4 centimeters shorter than the average height of people who don't carry the variant, researchers report in the May 13th issue of Nature. Stand by. Findings help explain why Peruvian people are among the shortest in the world. Men average about 5 feet 5 inches tall, and women are about 5 feet. The gene affected is FBN1, which produces a protein involved in forming bone, skin, connective, and other tissues. The researchers found evidence that natural selection has favored the gene variant, though exactly what evolutionary advantage it gives is not clear. Being a short person myself, and after 20 years in the Army, I can tell you one evolutionary advantage is it makes you a smaller target. But that is your Friday night tidbit for this evening. So let's go to the Rag Chew portion, and I've got my good buddy Harry. KC4EZN is bound to have a good story for us. So, Harry, please call KN4RJN and tell us what's going on in your world.
KN4RJN, KC4EZN. Good evening, John. Don't have any real good stories tonight. When you stay home and stay safe, you don't get outdoors and see weird stuff anymore. And I haven't had any weird animals come through the yard the last 2 weeks. So the only thing that has really happened is I planted a sweet potato. I had one in the kitchen and noticed that it was starting to sprout, so I cut that end off and stuck it in a planter. And it came up and had some really nice vines growing on it, and I went out one morning and something had eaten all the leaves off the vines, which I think I have a groundhog that lives under my storage building that's developed a sweet tooth for sweet potato vines. But anyway, that's my garden story. My snake story is something I saw on Facebook a couple of months ago.
group of guys found, and I think it was somewhere down in Florida, one of these pythons that, I think that's what it is. Is that big Asian snake they've got down there that likes to eat alligators. This snake was dead, had a great big lump in the middle of it, and so they took the thing home and did an autopsy on it and found out that the snake had swallowed a rather large porcupine. And that was not totally unusual because the snake's digestive system can handle about anything it can swallow. And its body's immune system is pretty robust. But anyway, this snake had porcupine pines sticking out through them, and they've finally figured out that the snake must have crawled up in a tree or something and fallen out, and the fall caused the porcupine spine to puncture the snake, and it was enough to do the snake in. So I guess the moral of that story is, if you're going to eat a porcupine, don't climb trees. So we'll leave it at that, John. Other than that, we've been teaching merit badge classes online through our local Boy Scout Council, and I am somewhat amazed at the level of media technology these kids have. When it says to do something, one group of kids had to put on a campfire. They videoed it and then sent me the link to their Google Cloud site or whatever they were using, and I could watch them do the video, which fulfilled the merit badge requirement. Some others have put together blogs and websites, and they email me the link to it so I can see what they've done. And some of the kids, and these are kids that are 13, 14, 15 years old, are really professional looking. And of course, I think you said one time you were a school teacher. You've probably been there. These kids will do some things. Plus, they're making me learn how to use this stuff. So with that, John, you're going to have to top my snake story. KN4RJN, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, KN4RJN. Well, we took a little trip up to Indiana to visit my mother-in-law and do a couple things for her. And I'm standing out on the back porch smoking a cigar in her little backyard there. The sun's not quite down yet. It's still fairly daylight. And one of the largest skunks with the most beautiful stripes on him just came sauntering across the backyard. And I said, well, I'm glad I didn't bring the dog out with me or she'd have gone crazy. But he just kind of sauntered along and stopped at a tree and sniffed it a little bit and just sauntered on down the rest of the neighborhood. And this is where it's a subdivision, but it's out away from town, but it's right on the backside of the high school. And I thought, ooh, if that had happened while school was in session, school probably wouldn't have been in session much longer. But anyway, so that's all I got. And my screensaver just kicked in. I just lost everything. Hang on, there we go. But thanks for chatting with us, Harry. Anything else going on in your world?
All right, John. Just trying to stay home, stay safe. I think a month ago or so, when we thought we were flattening the curve, we had just reached a little minor plateau. I'm thinking we're going to be at this stuff a little bit longer, so I'm keeping myself entertained with, like I say, these merit badge classes, doing them on Zoom, and I do communications and personal management, and personal management has got 10 requirements, one of which is keeping a budget for 13 weeks, and or tracking, or you make a budget and then you track your expenses. And in that class, I had 16 people, and about a third of them has turned in work, and it takes me about an hour to go through all of the stuff they've got to do and realistically look at it and determine yes they did, no they didn't, you know, do what the merit badge asked for, but that keeps me busy, and then I play on the radio. I'm still trying to get two more states on 17 meters, so I'll have worked all states on that band. And the frustrating part is when I go up from 17 meters to 20 meters, I see all those people that I want to talk to on 17, except I'm using FT8, so you don't really talk. But one of these days I'm going to figure out how to say, hey, guys, would y'all mind moving down a band for a few minutes and let me CQ and answer me back, and we'll be done with this. But anyway, just stuff like that, staying busy, got yard work to do, and it's rained enough up here, not heavy rain, but enough to make the grass want to grow, and I actually heard it jumping out of the ground this afternoon. It was so happy, so I think I'm going to have to get the lawnmower out and work on it. With that, John, I'll let you, I think you had a couple other folks that wanted to share some kind of weird story with you, so we'll let them have a chance, too, and enjoy talking tonight. It's not face-to-face, but it's still two people talking. Anyway, KN4RJN, KC4EZN, everybody have a good weekend.
This is KN4RJN. Thank you, Harry. Appreciate the chat. Let's see. KO4DB. Now I'm going to get this right yet. KO4BDM. James, what's going on in your world?
Well, I've just been sitting back playing with the radios, and I was off air for a while because I had problems. But I managed to fix my 2 meters, and tomorrow I'm going to do some maintenance on my HF antennas, and with my son's help, we're going to pull it down and raise it, and maybe I can get out a little better on it.
This is KN4RJN. Well, James, you had fun with that. That sounds like a project and a half. You going to do that all by yourself, or you got help?
My son's going to give me a hand because I can't get out there and do too much, but I can turn screws and fix the bolts on it.
Do that. It's tough getting old. Believe me, I know. Anything else going on, James?
I've been playing with Yaesu radios and playing with ICOMs, and I managed to fix 3 of them so far, and it's been quite a learning experience. I hadn't delved into those before.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the ICOMs and the Yaesu brand name, but I've never I never tried to work on any of them, so good luck with that. Let us know how that turns out, will you?
I managed to fix 2 of them. I had to replace the power transformer, transistor rather, in one of them, and the other one had some open runs that got vaporized. I had to fix them. And I've got a chip on order to fix an ICOM.
Roger that. I've been playing around with a Raspberry Pi, and Dave, W4DJW, sent me a code so I can get Echo Link on my little Raspberry Pi here so I can have a few fewer screens up when I'm doing the net, but I'm gonna play around with this thing. You can do a lot of things with the Raspberry Pi, and it's I took it up when we went up to Indiana. I showed it to my mother-in-law, and she couldn't believe it. The thing's smaller than a pack of cigarettes, and she couldn't believe that was actually a computer. So I plugged in the monitor and the keyboard and fired it up and showed it to her, and she was amazed. Of course, she's, you know, in her 80s, so back in her day, well, when computers first came out, of course, they were, you know, the size of rooms and huge, and now they've got them small enough you can carry them in your pocket, but progress, progress. But anyway, James, anything else going on in your world?
Yeah, I've been playing with a Raspberry Pi, too. I've built me a jukebox and with a monitor and everything on it, and right now it's got like 1,700 songs in it, and I'm interfacing it with a CD player so you can play CDs as well.
I'm using mine to run COVID-19 number crunching research for, I think it's called the World Community Grid. They do collective computing. They send work units out to people's computers that are sitting idle, and they'll crunch numbers and send the work units back. And I've been letting my Raspberry Pi just, you know, run like crazy, and I knock out work units for that. My laptop, I had to hook up an additional fan to it, because this, it's an older laptop, and the battery, when it runs all the time, the battery gets really, really hot. So I've got another little fan propped up the side of it, blowing air underneath it, trying to cool it off. But the Raspberry, David told me that he's got so many of them running, it actually heats up the room. My little Raspberry doesn't get that hot. It's got a little fan in it, but I check it every once in a while, and it really doesn't get that hot. So I want to get two or three more of these things and stack them together and get this thing rolling.
That sounds like a pretty good project there. That would be interesting to see what type of programming you got on that.
Yeah, if you Google World Community Grid, there's a they've got a software that you can go through and look, find different projects and different companies that are running different projects, and it's called Boink, B-O-I-N-C. And I go looking for Boink, and you download the Boink Manager, and then you can select a project. They're doing all kinds of things. They're doing AIDS research and cancer research, and one of them's looking for fast radio bursts from cosmic sources, and searching for exoplanets and all kinds of different stuff. So there's all kinds of things you can do with that. Let your computer be useful to somebody while it's sitting there not doing anything.
Yeah, that's the ultimate in sharing computer power.
Yeah, Lord only knows how many computers there are in just the United States alone that sit around and do nothing for most of the day, and get a whole lot of those going. And of course, this thing's worldwide. There's computers in Germany and Japan and everywhere in between, up and down Europe, Southern Europe, South America, everywhere, that are running these things and getting other people going on here. We could knock out this COVID thing in short order.
Yeah, that'd be true. Our next challenge be, who knows, maybe we'll find something out there that we may have an interest in sending somebody out to see. Maybe that trip to Mars for too long.
That would be an interesting trip, but locked in a tin can with, you know, four or six other people for, you know, 9 months would be worse than being sequestered for COVID. So I'm not sure how that's going to work.
You either have to know your people or get along well with them, or go absolutely stir crazy after 9 months.
After a month or two, I might be trying to bust out the windows to get out. You'd have to be on real good terms with everybody there, that's for sure.
Well, I'm going to probably turn in. I've been up since about 4 this morning, so I'm running slow on battery power.
Well, thanks for chatting with us, and you have a good evening. If we missed anybody for comments or check-ins, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN, KI4DOS. I'll be here.
This is KN4RJN, KI4DOS. Gary, what's happening in your world there, buddy?
KN and the Net, KI4DOS. Well, not a whole lot right now. Sitting in here listening to you, aggravating you a little bit. Y'all were talking about animal stories. I've got two large German shepherds in the backyard. One's male and one's female. So far this year, they have killed three groundhogs, two possums, and two copperhead snakes. I went out there the other day, and there was a big old black snake out there, and they were on either side of it trying to grab a hold of it. I told them to leave it alone, and they looked at me sort of funny. I said, he belongs here. And they walked off and let the snake go on about his business. So I guess they're learning.
Roger that. Black snakes go after the rats and the mice and the other things. I'd keep the possums around, too. They eat ticks and all kinds of nasty stuff. So
I'd keep those around as well. The groundhogs, well, I've got a family of them living underneath my storage shed out back, and they're fun to watch, but the little ones are digging little bitty holes in the ground back there. Of course, I don't really care back there except when I walk back there and twist my ankle in one of their holes. But other than that, and they eat clover and dandelions, so it's like, you know, you take the good with the bad, as it were.
Well, I didn't know that they were going to kill the two possums, but... You know how that goes. I wasn't out there in the backyard when the possums came in. But they got a job to do out there, and if it belongs here, they don't bother it. And if it doesn't belong here, it's fair game. So I just leave it at that. But I'm getting tired of going out there and having to pick up the carcasses. Of course, I guess I'm glad that they're not eating those things. That way, you know, they won't... get accustomed to that fresh meat, we'll put it that way, and that, you know, they'll eat their dog food, so I guess it's a good thing, John.
Yeah, if you have to go out there and be on funeral detail every other day, that's that would get old quick. And how's Miss Joy doing? She doing all right?
Yeah, Joy's been doing well. She still has trouble with her back, of course. But she's been taking care of the vegetables that I bring in out of the garden. She's put up, I don't know what all she's put out. Well, I know she's put up green beans. Matter of fact, she finished up some green beans today. Zucchini, and she made some zucchini muffins, and she froze some zucchini for stir fry and some bigger pieces so we can put that on the grill. She's frozen some okra, and that's all we got coming in right now, except for a few tomatoes. The tomatoes aren't coming in real well yet, but we got our garden in real late, so that's okay. Yeah, they're starting to turn, and this good rain that we're getting, I'm not having to water it, so I think the rain that comes out of the sky is a whole lot better than city water.
Roger that. I was going to say, with all this rain we've been getting, those things ought to be going, between the rain and the heat, those things ought to be going crazy, huh? But, I had a couple rain barrels on the side of my little outbuilding when we lived in Anderson that I'd collect the rainwater and use that to water tomatoes and flowers and whatnot, and I think you're right. I think it's... Well, the water that comes out of the sky is a little less treated than what comes out of the pipes, so I think the plants like it a little bit better.
So too, John. And the garden's doing real well. It's keeping me busy. I picked, today's Friday. Monday, I picked 5 gallons of green beans. Wednesday, I picked another... 2 gallons, and I didn't pick today, and so if it's okay in the morning where I can get out there and pick some more, I'll go out there and pick some more green beans. Won't be long till the lima beans start coming in. The corn's filling out. It's looking good. Bell peppers have not started blooming yet or anything like that. Of course, I got them in really late. I put the bell peppers out maybe 3 weeks after I put everything else in the ground to start with. So they'll be up, and hopefully we'll get a few bell peppers. But other than that, John, that's about all we're doing over on this side of town. Like I said, Joy made me, she put up 14 dozen muffins, zucchini muffins, and she put some of those in the cake keeper on the bar, and I'll leave one of those or two for breakfast, and those have run out, so I've got to get some more. I let her get some more out of the freezer, but I think I'll wait a day or two. I've eaten quite a number of the muffins here in the last couple of weeks, so I think I'll let that rest for a while. Other than that, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Sound like you got a good net going. I appreciate you calling it, and we'll turn it back over to you. KN4RJN in the net, KI4DOS.
RJN. That's Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Thank you, Gary, for chatting with us. If I missed anybody for comments or check-ins, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
This is KO4DZS. I just had a comment. I heard you talking about animals. I'm sitting here studying for the general exam tomorrow, and I was doing the exact same thing last night. Rag chewing on the Blue Ridge net and heard a disturbance out on the front deck. Go out there and look across. You open up the door and there's a little porch. Then off to the left is the deck and there's a tree there. And up in that tree is a big old raccoon about 4 feet from me staring at me at eye level.
This is K4RGN. Roger that. I did one of those numbers once. I took the dog out the back door here of the basement, and there's a tree right just off the back door, and it was dark. I couldn't see anything. I had a flashlight, but she was sniffing around at the bottom of that and going crazy and whatnot, and there's a kind of a low limb, and I walked under the limb, and I thought, what is the world wrong with that dog? And I shined my light up around the bottom, and I couldn't see anything, and I happened to shine my light up, and there's a raccoon about 3 feet from my head. Or not a raccoon, excuse me, a possum, about 3 feet from my head, clinging to a branch, scared to death and not moving, waiting for us, for me and that dog to get out of the way so he could scamper off. That's the closest I've ever been to a possum, and he was just faux solid. He would not move, not even blink an eye. And I thought, well, that's what got the dog crazy. But, yeah, I walked out one morning to get the paper, and there were three big deer standing in my yard about 10 yards from the front porch, and I scared them and they scared me, and we both stared at each other there for a minute, and then they took off, and then I got the paper. But yeah, that'll wake you up.
Trying to figure out what was going on. We used to get a couple possums out back. I haven't seen any recently, but they'll hiss at you like a cat hisses, kind of. And they open their mouth up wide, you know, and they hiss at you. But yeah, that raccoon yesterday, the cat was out front. He was all worked up over it, kind of scared of it. But he was, and that thing was just staring at me, just looking, wondering what I was doing there. But deer, we get deer. I got woods out back. I'll see deer. There's deer back there. I think it's posted land, so they a lot of them hang out back there.
Yeah, I've seen. I've had. Walking my, what I call my back 40, my backyard, there's deer droppings and evidence of them being back there. I don't have a garden. If I did, I'm sure they'd be all over it. But, yeah, deer, rabbits, groundhogs, snakes, occasional possum. We did get reports of a bear sighting not far from here, a black bear. I know they come down and forage around in these parts every once in a while, but I haven't seen one yet.
Primitive, I haven't seen a black bear in this area either, but I've heard similar reports of them being within a couple miles of here. And I guess I can see it. I'm starting to see the occasional armadillo carcass on the side of the road near here now, which is new. You know, I lived down in Charleston for a long time, and I remember down that way, especially if you headed down 17, you'd see them. But I mean, they're starting to creep up this way.
Used to see those a lot. We lived out in West Texas and New Mexico out there. You see them all the time, but I didn't realize they'd gotten this far east. But, yeah, I see an occasional dead one on the side of the road, got run over or whatever. So I guess they're around as well, that and the coyotes. But, yeah, there's plenty of wildlife around here. We're just kind of encroaching on their area.
Dude, I got quite a few hawks and stuff out back, and I think there's an owl. I got several acres out back, and then behind that there's got to be thousands of acres of farmland and stuff. And so we get all sorts of stuff here. Haven't seen as many snakes lately. When I used to do HVAC work, when I used to do technician work way back in the day, I remember crawling under people's houses where you'd see all sorts of snakes and stuff.
Yeah, as long as they're, you know, black snakes or corn snakes or something like that, I don't mind. But I'd like to avoid the copperheads and the cottonmouths and the rattlesnakes. And I was told once that if there's a poisonous snake in the United States, it's in South Carolina. Is that true?
I'm not positive of that. I haven't heard that one. I know there's rattlesnakes, obviously. We got water moccasins. We got copperheads. I've been chased by copperheads. I don't know. Do we got king snakes and stuff like that here? I'm not sure. I mean, there's probably some desert stuff out west that might be, privy to that environment.
Well, I know they got pythons down in Florida, but that's because idiots that took them home as pets and then let them loose, and they went crazy and reproduced like nuts, and now they're all over the place down there.
So they're not poisonous, though. They're constrictors. I know exactly what you're talking about. I bet a lot of that stuff's happened around here, but I don't know if they could survive the winter here.
Sure, but a python's big enough, he doesn't have to be poisonous.
Back in the day, way, way long time ago, back in college years, I had a pet iguana, and I used to go to this one place and get stuff for them and everything like that. They had this. It was the girl working in the store, and some guy came in, and there was these two big pythons. They were big. They were probably 12, 14 feet long. They were big. And this guy wanted to see one of them, so she opened up the cage trying to get him out, and it ended up being a big mess. And I remember having to help, being a buddy of mine, we had to help straighten those snakes out and get them all unentwined and get that girl out of there. That was an experience. Those things were strong.
They grow them big, that's for sure, but I don't think I'd want to meet one in a dark alley, if you know what I mean.
No, you had to help. They were, they needed help. She should have never opened that cage up, because once the two got together and they started getting entwined, they were going to kill each other, and then the guy, she got caught in the middle of it all, and it was a mess, and but they should have never let her. She should be told not to do that.
But she doesn't do it again.
This is KO4DZS. I just wanted to chime in. I heard you talking about the animals, and definitely got. I got a few cats out back that I feed, and that's why the raccoons and stuff show up. But that one staring at me the other day just opened up the door. Like I said, it's a small porch, and then the deck's off to the left. He literally opened up that door and stood out there, and he was 3 feet, 2-3 feet from it, just staring right at me, wondering when I was getting out of his turf.
Do that. Let's take a break here and see if there's any other check-ins or any other comments. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN. Cut off 6 liters, please check in Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. No smoke, no snake stories or coons or anything like that. But anyway, need to go get some water and stuff. But anyway, thank you, John. Before I wait, no traffic, no comment.
This is KN4RJN, that's Troll Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Sydney, W4IOE. Sydney, I was waiting on you. I was wondering if you were going to get off that net and get down here in time. Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it. This is KN4RJN, that's Troll Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Any other comments, any other check-ins, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, but 2 Minute. Please stand by for my net report. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2 Minute. I'd like to thank everybody for checking in, and I'd like to thank all of you for chatting with me and keeping this thing alive. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur radio operations. Y'all take care of yourself, and y'all take care of each other. This is KN4RJN,